comes to the worst, we'll have relearned it. Let's start. Amud Kuf Tzadik Dalid, it's called Dodi. We spoke about the four lamas that I remember. Called Dodi is Tias Amesim. Then let's, in the next page, Kuf Tzadik Hey, Medalag Aharm Kapsalik Voice. So it says, so he speaks about four different kufas of Geula, four different inyanim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming and being Goyal Kal Yisrael. And he's referring to that as Medalag Aharm Mekapsalik Voice. But Amru, Medalag Aharm means B'schus Avis, the Mekapets B'schus Avis Shiniko Harim, the, like it says, Harim, I'll take Harim, Harim, Mekapets Al Hagvois, so that is B'schus Imois. Well, the Fidros Milas Al Enimuvon, Lepura, the Avis and the Imois are the where you're going to. In other words, Geula is Klaus reconnecting itself to Avos and Imohis. So it's Roshim, Al is not Muvan. Davla Michtav El Horim Velak Vois. Venire Shahorim Haim Shahorim Haim Schus Haim Asorim Shal Milo. Vag Vois Haim so that's very interesting. I mean, the Goyin is kilu darshaning a pasuk, not like Chazal. It's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara is darshaning medal garam kapsal like voice. That's referring to avos and and mohos. He says it's loy nira. And therefore, he wants to learn, it means Allah Sarim and Akvois. I think what the Goyim means to say is, and this is what he fears always, that it's the schus of the Avos that allows us to be Medalag Aharim, and it's the schus of the Imois that our voice. So in other words, he's Fataych and Chazal. Voyim a kol dodin is a bo Medalag Aharim bischus Avos, doesn't mean the harim is the avos, but the dilug on the harim is mikoyach sus avos, and the dilug on the gvois, the kippus on the gvois, is b'schus imois. Basically, certainly is keeping chazal, but he's rephrasing it. Not that that's not killed the harim, but one is there. Now, harim are higher than gvois, and therefore harim are the sorim lamaila. The voice of the Uma Shalamata, the Klal Yisrael always, like it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be goyel them from the, just like every golus is also a certain shibud to the Sar Shal Esav, to the Sar of Mitzrayim, and every geula requires some sort of mochama with that. So here also, in the Klal Yisrael, it's Medalag al Aharim, Mekapetz al Gvois. Medalig al harim pir shedilig al harim asarim milamala vekafatz al umis milamato v'ama shema shedilig al asarim ze beschus avos shegam heim nekaren harim. So avos are called harim and therefore zelumase umash kafatz al umis beschus imois shegam heim nekru givois. So b'meila yes, this is lashon given, this is lashon har. But the sense in the pasuk is going on the umos, on the sarif. So first, let's understand the chiluk. The Gemara says, and the tura, the way the Rishonim understood is always that it's keilu the av gives the tura to the vlad, and the aim gives the chayma. So one is more similar to the Sar Shal Maila. The Sar Shal Maila is the tsura of a particular Uma. It's sort of the teichin, and so on. And therefore, that's Kenege Avhus, whereas Imois is Kenege the Etzemitzius, and that's the Umois. The Umos are the physical manifestation of whatever Mitzrayim is, whatever Esav is, and so on. Now he says, "V'achiluk shedilug lekipitz and forshu shalmi, shedilug hu beregel achas p'ti rechava, lekipitz hu b'shnei raglayim yachad. L'chei nemet l'horim medalig, v'yochad ve'enu rochav, v'yoch ledalig aleim b'psi rechava beregel achas, avu gvois roshem rechavin v'yoch ledalig aleim, alikvitz b'shnei raglayim yachad v'yachodl, yachnam l'shem kipitz." So he explains the difference between kfitza and dilug. Dilug is a big step, whereas kibbutz is a jump. And a harim, even though they are they're higher, but they tend to be sharper. Like a har comes to a sharp point, so it's possible to do dilug on it. Whereas giva, even though it's lower, still it's it requires to go with both feet because it happens to be wider. The giva is sort of a shorter, longer mound as opposed to a har, which is very high but sharp and comes to a point. That's what he says over here. But let's try to change a little bit to what we're talking about. So, if we talk about dilug and kibbutz, a person's normal mahalach is halicha, and therefore anything that is sort of in the flow of nature, in normal flow, is called halicha. The any time you overstep. Anytime you do something which is a overriding nature, we'll call that mahalach some sort of kfitza. The 2 feet represent hanhagus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he implements his ritzonus in the Bria. How it is that HaKadosh... So when we speak about Kaviyochakhov's Midas as being parallel to a goof, you have the head, which contains the planning, the focus, the ruts, and all these things. And those are a set of midos that refer to that. You refer to the hands and the body, which is the atzmius pula. So if I ask myself, what is this person doing? I'm talking about his hands, b'derech klal. And finally, I have hypothesis how he gets from point A to point B, and that's the raglayim. The hanhagas of the raglayim are hanhagas that are, when I need to get from point A to point B, I need means, I need to override obstacles. That's all belongs to the world of the raglayim. So whatever is nogea to the being, so in our world, we would think like this. Defeating the umas olam is easy. They're just gashmi's group. Defeating the malachim, that's really, really tough. And that requires a very, very a very strong push. And that's how we would fantasize. It's not like that. It's true that the anhagas al yonis are much higher, and in a certain sense, we would say more powerful. The way a mountain is very high and sharp and powerful, but it's not a real hanhaga tivis. And overriding a malach, overriding hanhaga yoina, doesn't require. It's not such a gather of a nes or hafka from teva when you're overriding something like that. That's the just because that is Elyon. That's just the nature of it. Masha Ein Kain, Masha Ein Kain, things in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu very much wants to be in hug. And that's why it's the muscles like a giver. It may not, Teva is not a very high darg of an hugger, but it's very consistent. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu less wants things in this world overridden that he wants things in Elyonim to be overridden. And therefore, in Elyonim, mitzad, what it takes to override the mountain, is just a longer step. Because it's not a great hanhag of teva. Kadosh Baruch Hu put down ochos, Kadosh Baruch Hu put down hanhagis, but they sort of come very rapidly to a shpitz. So we would visualize as stretching the walking. He still has one foot on the ground, kaviyachol, and he oversteps it with a big step. Mashenkin, in this world, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu defeats Mitzrayim with Makis, with Kriyas Yamsuf, with all of those inyanim, that's a real, real jump. HaKadosh Baruch Hu overrides, overcomes a lot of teva that he wishes were there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is extremely, there's extreme ruts in that there should be teva, and that's the world should function in. That's why making a nes in this world is a tircha kaviyachol. It says you're not allowed to be matriach the cheshbaruch nesim. So you get an oynish if you force a nes in this world, because this is kineged the rutzen. Cheshbaruch wants a very consistent rutzen of teva in this world. This is what he wants. So the overcoming the umas ha'olam is a pa'ula that we can call a kfitza, whereas the overriding of inyanim lamala is only called a diluk, and one is b'schus avos, one is b'schus imois. The schus of the avos is helps us overcome the sarim. The schus of the imois helps us overcome here. It's pashut. You could be mamshif the nekuda like that. The avos, the godless of the avos, or anytime you have a man and a woman b'derech klal, the man is oisik in inyanim that are more shemaimiyim. His godless is he davens, he learns, he does all sorts of pu'ulos that are shayach the tzitzkus of a man, shayach alat t'lyonim. The tzitzkus of a woman is kol kulay chesed and achnasas aruchim. It's in baked into this world, and therefore the schusim of the man of the avos helps for overcoming the sarim. The schusim the mois helps for the overcoming of the. And let's go one more connection with this, and let's try to explain, because this is an important piece. When I see somebody whose tzitzkis is more in ruchnius, diktuk hamitzvahs, iyun of esek atayr and so on, I see somebody using physical kalim, but the arena where he's performing is not this world. Avada, when you put on tefillin, you're putting on straps, but l'maisa, it's not an act that's meaningful in this world. It's afkar, and it's in a different world. If what didn't all been Adam Lamakom is like that. These are pu'ulas that have little or no mashmos in this world, and they're mashmos in the other world. So our effect on this world is less, because the arena where we showed ourselves is up there. A woman, when she tirelessly works to help somebody, to give somebody, to feed somebody, to take care of children, she's functioning within this world and doing things that are reshaping this world. In this world, when I have something to eat and somebody else, I take it for myself. When I'm constantly giving to other people, when I'm tired, I usually withdraw. And when I'm constantly doing things, even though I'm tired, those are all in Yanim that I reshape this world. Therefore, the Schusei Mois lends itself for the Kippus and Gvois more specifically. And that's why it needs a much bigger koyach. That he says, "Elikus Eglai Miachad Bekoyach Gadol Kachnem Aloshen Kippus." Okay, One more horror. I don't know if the guy means this, but I think it's interesting. When a person does dilug, the person exercises his foot. In other words, normally I have 15 inches between my feet when they walk. I stretch my foot to do 18 inches, 20 inches. So that most of the pa'ula is my foot. When I have to jump hard and long, I need to push against the ground. So if I had to ask somebody, what pushed you, in a certain sense, you say the ground. A jump is a jump from the ground. You can't jump off ice. It doesn't allow you to get traction. You can't use that. So ironically, kfitza is further, but it requires a stronger push against the ground. In other words, it's your interaction with this world that creates that type of mahalach. So we see a certain malusa in inyanim of this world, and the fact that you can use it as a springboard, almost literally, to go beyond it. Okay.
Is there a mitla in one over the other, or is just, you know, in sync with?
So the klal gadol is that there's a mitla to each side. Each side carries some mitla to it, some sad mitla to it. You know, being able to kisarisam alekim vanoshim vatuchal, the fact that you can fight with a malach, that was Yaakov alone. Leah and Rachel had zero input in that. Mashayin kilmosh with Lavan, they were the ones that sort of pushed him. So there's a tzad maila when I'm able to defeat a Kerech Elyon, because the Kerech Elyon is higher up, so that's like a mountain where I have to climb up high. It's at Shani, there's a malusa in dealing with a giver, because it requires a lot of koach, and the accomplishment is a minei obey accomplishment. This world itself has changed, and it's adrabba become a springboard for ruchnias, you know, mikoach being this world. So like always, it's not a mekan,
so it's just a matter of like in all of these concepts, it's a matter of proper roles and everything.
Correct. Which I mean, listen, it says that Avodas Parach is giving men's work to women, women's work to men. So somebody asks, Manavshad, which is easier? The answer is, for a man's work is more natural, for a woman's work is more natural. And if you flip around the roles, it both mochizich.
Right.
Okay. So now something very similar. Dima doidi litzvi oiloi fayolim. You like a tzvi oiloi fayolim. So he says, a tzvi rots maher ad maid. Avala ayol en yocholorets elamikapitz mehera. So the word ayol has a few meanings in the psukim. There are certain goats, mountain goats, like an engedi and so on, that have a tremendous kayach of jumping from one seller to another seller. They're amazing. You see them, that they'll be standing on this tiny protrusion, they'll see another place and they'll jump and go there. So a tzvi runs very quickly, a deer, masha ein kein an ayol is mekapes. Pish, I have a tzvi ayol shat tzvi rots meir ad moid, avl ayol en yochel oretz al mekapes mehera. The Goyen says it's something very fascinating. I used to quote it in a certain way. Not quite the way it says it here. I used to quote a different Kneit Rak upon him. The Goyen says over here. The Gemara is saying there are two cheshbonos for gula: a cheshbon of zmanim, a cheshbon of shanim, and a cheshbon of doros. Now, every dor by its nature is a big unit, and if you skip doros, you skip very big units in one shot. So, what's a guy's hechsher? So, what's the divashem? Is there mekapitz? It dilugs man harbi. It can kids a hechsher for shneim. Shabamo shem lechashem mishenor v'yitzchak. V'gam lefi adoyra so it's such a salmon v'yitzim mitzrayim. V'chetzim yom mitzrayim hoya. V'yinachshim yitzim mitzrayim. V'zer she'omalit svila fayolim she'oseh shneihem. So here, there's a lot over here, very unclear, because tachlis, do we need both to go in harmony? Not. Let's take a look a minute.
What's the pasha difference between them? Between being nivla shivim shana or
no? So he says. So I think what he means is. The when you jump Deiris, so the first thing is he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to make the Gula come quicker because of this Mahalach of Dilug and Kibbutz. He was Mechashev as a Kates, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a Gzeira. The Gzeira was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geizer. There should be X amount of years, or deiris, of golas. Now, that gzera can't ever change. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can fast forward it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be mekayim the gzera through a different oifin. So when it deals with shanim, by definition, those are units of minutes, hours, years, and even if it does many years, but the word is, it's a smaller process. When it does doiris, so each dur encompasses a lot of years, and each jump, it's like when you have these fast forwards that go in increments. They don't. It's not like, you know, just keep pressing, keeps going. It's like it goes like 3 minute increments. So doiris also has to go that way because each person brings a lot of time into his life. So if Chetzron was if Nachshon was the Yetzer Mitzrayim and not Solomon, you saved yourself a lot of time altogether. Let's take a look. He brings over here a guy in the Agada, 222. He says the Chishev Sakeitz Pirsh Meshkosav Beita Chishena. Yoimru lo yizocha b'ita zocha chishena. Yoimru lo yizocha b'ita zocha chishena. Vinyam. Kasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu nois in keitz chesha zman ha-golos, lo yizgala me'izah zman l'haskil l'achshev. When HaKadosh Baruch gives a keitz, he says how many years, he doesn't specify what's the starting point. V'mishol zeichem maskil mizman koidem mistayim min ha-keitz t'chila. He starts before. V'zeo zocha chishena. V'mchas v'sholom lo yizochu, Maslum is mena meucha. Bezer she'oma kan she'baruch hu al shakadosh baruch hu chishev zakech v'ashana lasu shem l'avram avinu teikim oizis ma'asham avram avinu kegeh ze'acha. Lo'ima vo'it chesed gadol lasu hakadosh baruch hu shechishon bo'is hazman me'ashana ma'ashay kegeh ze'acha. And then he brings that kol b'yachad was avram ashana and Mitzrayim only redu and so on. I want to explain that going also a little bit. So the going seem to be playing a game, you know, and all these things you have to understand. It's not a game. Now, as a Kadosh Baruch Hu's gzeira is Abba Mashana or Dor Revi, but he never said when he started, he could start it earlier. So what's the pshat? So the pshat's like this. All of these Mani Gula are a certain transformation of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was doing Averis, Klal Yisrael did bad, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is says it's going to take X amount of time to make it happen. That is a fact. But the muscle, if I tell you it takes 3 minutes on this and this temperature to boil water, that's a fact, scientific fact. It can't change. Let's say I come along and this water after 1 minute is boiled, not after 3 minutes, after 1 minute. So what happened was, wasn't that the science broke. What happened was that I had originally put it in hot water. So hot water to make into boiling water takes at this temperature, takes only 1 minute. The Shinuyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the Avera is so deep that it will take Abama Yeshana. But when had the change happened? That's to apply some. That's why Zohu Lo Zohu Beita Zohu Achishena. It's Klal Yisrael's own doing, development, that really determines HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, what's going to happen over there. And therefore, it's up to them. That's the...
So, Rabbi, doesn't this complicate, the Bechira question, which we know the Rambam says, fine, there's no answer, fine, however we reconcile that question. Right. But we never consider HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting in predictions that need to be reassessed at a certain point. So if it was going to be 190 years, why didn't he say 190 years?
It's not a prediction. It's a metzius. In other words, this is going, it's like I'm telling you, I need to boil water, and boiled water takes X amount of time. If you've already cooked it before a little bit, it'll take less time. If Klal Yisrael has done tshuva, and they've started it right away, the 400 years will realize itself from that point onwards. So if I tell you it takes X amount of lessons to learn to play a piano, but if you started yourself beforehand, it's going to take less time. So Klal Yisrael, or if you practice a lot, when the Torah says numbers like Abam Hashanah and Dor Revi, basically what the Torah is telling us is a certain mitzias. This is the amount of time it's going to take to work it through. But if there is a mahalach of Zohu, we're Mimaya Saketz. And that's about Chisha Ketz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to say that Be'etzim, the 400 years started from from Leidas Yitzchak, because the process that had been happening in Klal Yisrael was this process over here.
So is that because the Avos, made a conscious effort to...
Correct.
That's what changed from the initial prescription?
Yes, it was an avoda mitzad the Avos, correct. And therefore it changed, and the Bonim were able to realize that. Realize the meaning in the sense of seeing it come to fruition. The Bonim were able to make it come out bepoil. But it was avoided. It never, now, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed that he didn't give it as a gzeir and that's it, but rather he said, we'll see how well it's happening. We'll see, it's like a doctor can sometimes give a prescription, you must be in bed for 2 weeks for Zell, you must do therapy, or you say, I'll reassess and see how you're doing, if you seem to be doing well. So there's a certain reassessment. There was a gzera, but that gzera has an oifen to be miskayim, not as just a flat out gzera of 20 years, but rather as some sort of mahalach.
So this is a profound difference in the Pashut Pshatim, that that the Avodah of Mitzrayim was too difficult, and therefore, meaning the way Rebbe's saying is that we put in boiling water. That's profoundly right. Different than saying that the right. Water was hotter.
Right. You're right. The Lashonis of Chazal, and here also, is that there's a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allows that. that it doesn't stick to the numbers as such, but Ithaca allows he allows us to take it mitzad its teichen and not just mitzad the flat numbers. Correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm running to mincha. Okay. At this time seems to be the normal time, good time.
What, Sam, the whole year?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, fine. And the newsman starts this week, next week?
We start already, today.
Okay, very fine. Yeah. All right, fine. So now we're, back in Kfir's.
Bezas Hashem, yeah. Okay.
I see Levi in the familiar background.
Okay, take care.
All right, have a nice day.
You too, bye.